You're listening to SBS News.
France shares a land border with Belgium. But there's no sharing a spot in the World Cup final when you're paired in the same semi-final. So this showdown in St. Petersburg between the French and their northeastern neighbours had everything at stake. Slight underdogs, Belgium took control of the game early. Star attacker Eden Hazard, in particular, causing the French defence problems, as he did the Brazilians in the quarterfinals. But perhaps Belgium's best chance came from a shot on the turn from defender Toby Alderweireld just past the 20-minute mark. Here's how SBS Radio's French commentary called it.
De Chadli, c'est parti, c'est pas mal frappé, directement sur la tête de Giroud. Attention à De Bruyne, oh, l'envolée Hugo Lloris pour sortir cette frappe de Kevin De Bruyne. Quel arrêt à nouveau du gardien français.
French goalkeeper Hugo Lloris making an outstanding diving save to his right to deny the Belgians. The French took more control of the game as the first half progressed, but it was still nil all at half-time. The second half, though, was a different story. The French winning a corner after slightly more than 5 minutes. SBS Radio's French commentary fairly clear about what happened next.
Pour l'équipe de France, dans cette partie, il va être frappé. Il est rentrant par Griezmann. Il va aller travailler la tête. Et le but! Et le but de Samuel Umtiti, le défenseur du FC Barcelone qui reprend ce corner au premier poteau.
Antoine Griezmann's cross turned into the net for a goal by defender Samuel Umtiti. Umtiti counteracting the height advantage of Belgian midfielder Marouane Fellaini by getting better position than him. 1-0 France. Belgium then continued to have most of the ball and most of the attacks. But the French got men behind the ball and defended most of these reasonably comfortably. A loose ball around the box in the 81st minute did cause some anxiety though, especially for those at the microphone on SBS Radio's French broadcast.
Il avait 14 ans et qui part là, le relais avec Lukaku, Eden Hazard qui est contré in extremis, la frappe derrière avec Lloris qui repousse comme il peut le danger sur les cages françaises, mais ça tient.
Lloris to the rescue again, saving the shot put in by Belgian midfielder Axel Witsel. Even 6 minutes of added time in the second half wasn't enough for a Belgian equaliser, and the final whistle brought scenes of unrestrained joy for the French. 1-0 winners and into their third World Cup final. Coach Didier Deschamps admitting afterwards his team was looking to play on the counter-attack rather than dominate the game traditionally. He said key attackers Griezmann and Olivier Giroud were actually key in defence, aiming to pressure Belgian midfielders Moussa Dembélé and Witsel, taking them out of the game and forcing Belgium's defenders to be on the ball more. Deschamps says his well-rounded team is pragmatic, but also mentally strong.
Now, when it comes to pragmatism, yes, we have to be pragmatic. We also have to be realistic. We faced a very good Belgian team. They had a better control than us, but we managed to hurt that team. We could have hurt them more if we had been more precise, technically speaking. They have a great, powerful game. It's not easy to read that game. They did use that again tonight, but my players were prepared for any type of scenario. Now, when it comes to the mental strength and solidarity, I think that tonight my team demonstrated once again everything that is positive for all those aspects.
Deschamps, captain of France's 1998 World Cup winning team, is playing down comparisons between that team and this team, saying this one is trying to write their own history rather than live in the past. Goalscorer Umtiti denies he's the team's good luck charm. He says his motivation is not a repeat of 1998, but trying to avoid a repeat of 2016, when France made it to the final of the European Championships, but lost to Portugal.
Yes, no, I'm not at all the good luck charm. we didn't win the Euro final, so that's why it's close to my heart now to reach this level in the World Cup. And I hope that it's going to be different this time. I hope we'll be able to bring the World Cup back to France.
Belgium finished with 60% of the possession in the match, but only 9 shots at goal, as opposed to France's 19. A poor return for having the ball that much of the time. Coach Roberto Martinez, though, still praising his players after the match.
I think, unfortunately for us, the difference is just a dead ball situation, a set play. The game was very close, very tight. I thought the attitude, the effort of the players was magnificent. It's just you couldn't ask any more.
France's opponent in Monday's final in Moscow will be either England or Croatia. They meet tomorrow, also in Moscow, in the other semi-final. Euphoria has gripped England as their run through this tournament has continued, much like political turmoil has gripped the country as it debates how it will exit the European Union. Coach Gareth Southgate, hailed as a hero for reinventing the England team and its image, is praising the ability of his players to bring a divided country together with their performance.
They've been brilliant ambassadors for our country, and they're proud to wear the shirt. And our country has been through some difficult moments recently in terms of its unity, and I think sport has the power to do that, and football in particular has the power to do that.
But the English don't have a mortgage on national pride. Croatian defender Dejan Lovren plies his trade in England with the Liverpool club. He says his team too is aiming to be a source of national pride, representing a little country of around 4 million people on football's grandest stage.
God has given us this. We've been through thick and thin. It's never been easy for our people. It's not easy now. But we are glad to bring them some joy through our play in these difficult times. As I say, we will do our utmost to bring a medal back home.
Croatia, who have just won 2 penalty shootouts in a row, is one of the great overachieving nations of international football. Their attempt to slay another big foe, especially one as notorious as England, and reach their first World Cup final in doing so, promises to be one of this tournament's great spectacles. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.